Alleluia. Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat from the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, and she will get well." And he went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and spent all that she had. Yet she had not been helped, but only grew worse. She heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said to herself, "If I but touch his clothing, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out of him, turned around at the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothing?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing in upon you, yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion. People were weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and he said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took the child's father and mother, and those who were with him, and enter the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talita cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. They were all utterly astounded. But he gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that he should give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. There's one short line that we should not miss in this gospel, and that is, after he has cured this little girl, he said, "Don't tell anybody about this." I mentioned that in my Sunday homily. It's called the Messianic Secret, and you'll find it especially in Mark, but you'll find it in the other gospels, but especially in Mark. And that is, you cannot preach Jesus Christ until you have seen the Lord suffer and die, being rejected, being judged, being embarrassed, and then dying and then rising from the dead. Until that time, you cannot preach Jesus Christ. You can't preach the Lord as a miracle worker, much more than that. But let me look at this strange combination coming together here of the woman with the hemorrhage and the child. Notice the contrast. One is a man in this patriarchal culture now. One is a man, he's named. The other's a woman, she's unnamed. The man has a crowd with him. The woman is alone. The man asks, he has the courage to ask. The woman is so fearful, she just hopes. According to the book of Leviticus, the woman with an issue of blood is regarded as ritually unclean. She is not allowed to go into society. She is not allowed to mix with people. She is alone. She is ostracized while she has this issue of blood. She's had this for 12 years. So she's been alone for 12 years. And once she touches Jesus' garments, according to the book of Leviticus, he himself is rendered ritually unclean. Well, that's her image. On the other hand, the synagogue leader is the image of being clean, being holy, and he has a crowd with him. The contrast of aloneness and being ritually impure, and by the way, that comes from the book of Leviticus, which frequently is quoted dealing with LGBT people. So you can see how Jesus ignores the book of Leviticus, and this woman is healed. But the man mentioned, he's named, he's prominent, the woman is nothing, and the woman is 12 years sick. And when Jesus goes to the home of the child, she's 12 years healthy. Now she's sick. So the contrast is very powerful here between the woman, the pejorative image of the woman, and the prominent and important image of the man. But see how Jesus is not bound by these rituals of Leviticus, nor is he bound by the culture of the time. That was a patriarchal culture that had no regard for women. So this appears in all three synoptic gospels, where these two stories are bound together to teach us about the manner in which Jesus deals with people. There is no contrast between the pure and the impure, according to Leviticus, or the woman who is regarded as pejorative and the man in a patriarchal culture is honored. It's a very good thing for us to keep in mind, because even in our culture, we make distinctions. We make racial distinctions, social order, and various ways in which some people are more prominent and others are less prominent. Some people are named and they have a kind of a status, and other people are unnamed. Some people are pure and accepted in the church, other people regarded as impure. But Jesus belongs to everyone. It's a great teaching here. And it's a curious combination of stories that are put together here. But when you look at it closely, you can see how it's meant to give you a true understanding and image of Jesus Christ, who touches, heals, and includes and welcomes all people. Amen. Amen. We'll pause now for a moment of prayer.